Wall Street Journal this morning, Thursday, October 14th, I couldn't help but notice, after being distracted by the 90-year-old Star Trek's To the Edge of the Cosmos, lol, Captain Kirk went up in the blue whatever thing. Okay, forget about that. Come on down here, buried down here on the front page, student debt crisis ensnares parents. What now? Wealthy colleges like Baylor steered families to federal plus borrowing they couldn't afford. Ooh. All right, I have to take a closer look. This article is called How Baylor Steered Lower Income Parents to Debt They Couldn't Afford. The Texas University and some other wealthy colleges guided families into a no-limit parent plus loans, leaving them with onerous payments. Quote, I will never get it all paid off, says one borrower. Okay, so this story is about how Baylor University students need to borrow so much money to attend Baylor that their parents end up taking out parent plus loans to cover what their kids' student loans can't. These loans have no cap and no eligibility requirements, so that means anyone can borrow as much money as they need. And surprise, parents are having a hard time paying these loans off. This article singles out Baylor as having the worst repayment rate for these loans. Less than 25% of parents can pay these loans off. Let's go a little deeper here, shall we? Okay. So Baylor is a private university in Texas. It has sought to transform its brand, yes, brand, into a nationally recognized high-ranking university and has a $1.8 billion endowment as a result. Despite this endowment, Baylor offers less financial aid to students than other schools, two-thirds of what they need versus most of it, which is covered by other schools. The article describes Baylor as an aspirational private college. Translation, the prestige doesn't match the price tag. The article states, these loans have been a boon for aspirational private colleges, allowing them to charge nearly as much as top-tier schools, but not provide the same level of financial help. Ah, there we go. The president of the university, Linda Livingstone, says, and I quote, we were letting students in who couldn't afford to pay. Baylor's solution, and I quote, now we take into account their ability to pay when offering admission. Wow. This is so wrong. The solution should not be to only offer admission to the wealthy. The solution should be, let's make education more affordable. So, there's a few takeaways from this horrible train wreck of an article here. Basically, universities are businesses with the goal of making money, not educating. They can charge more for tuition and make more money because of student loans. And if those loans don't cover it, parents can borrow unlimited amounts of money to pay for their child's dream school. The university doesn't care who can afford it because they get paid either way. They get the loan money, and if the borrower defaults, the taxpayer picks up the bill while the borrower goes bankrupt. Our society has bought into the belief that going to the right university is a dream come true that will make or break a child's future. And what parent wouldn't want to give their child the best future possible? This emotional desire to make their children's dreams come true has parents by the balls. So they take out ungodly amounts of student loans to make it happen, regardless of the financial consequences to themselves and their retirement. Speaking of consequences, when it comes to student loans, there are no consequences. The whole entire thing is based on borrow now, ask questions, never. The party line is, this is good debt. And the borrower is an 18-year-old with an immature frontal lobe and a dream. Who the hell ever stops to read the promissory note or the borrowing rules? I know I never did. The borrowers do not understand the terms of the loans they are taking out. The lenders do. This is a problem. Parent plus loans are shit loans. They're not eligible for income-based repayment or loan forgiveness. And there's no cap or borrow eligibility. That means they'll loan any amount of money to any borrower, regardless of that borrower's ability to pay. The interest rates are near double those of student loans, 6.28% versus 3.73%, And these loans have origination fees 4 times that of student loans. Do not take out Parent PLUS loans. Find another way. And parents, never put college before retirement. Less than 25% of Baylor parents are paying these loans off. Parents who borrowed are drowning in debt. They can't afford their retirement. Their wages are being garnished. In summary, even when it comes to education, it's all still about money. The goal of a university is to make money, as much money as possible. And if that money comes from the high tuition that can only be paid for by student and parent loans, then so be it. Honey Badger don't care where the money comes from, as long as they get paid. And the real rub? At the end of the article, says Ashley Masser, a 2009 Baylor grad, "I honestly haven't found anybody that cares about where I went to school."